This is the Seedbed Daily Text. While we need a better way to follow Jesus. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Consider this. How do you follow Jesus? Maybe I should ask that differently. Do you follow Jesus? And if so, how? I know you probably believe in Jesus, but what does that really mean to you? You believe he existed. You believe he is the Son of God. You believe he died for your sins and rose from the grave. You believe he is at the right hand of God. Great. But do you follow him? And if so, how? Does following him mean you keep the golden rule and try to be a good person? Does it mean you try to read your Bible and pray every day? Does it mean you go to church, whatever that means anymore? Does it mean you do stuff at church like study the Bible and go to prayer meetings and tithe and help people in need? All that is great, but is that what it means to follow Jesus? Mustn't it be more than right beliefs and best practices and a good-hearted sense of Jesus loves me loyalty? So here's what I think it means to follow Jesus. It means to become the kind of person that Jesus would be if Jesus were you. Isn't that what Paul gets at in today's text? With Christ. And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Said another way, following Jesus means becoming his disciple, which is to say, a student of his life, past, present, and future. It means learning to see how he sees, think like he thinks, speak like he speaks, even feel what he feels. It means learning to read the text like he reads the text, remembering the story in the way he remembers the story, and imagining the future in the way he imagines the future. To follow Jesus means to be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. It means to be filled with such a quality and quantity of love, it can be neither contained nor explained. According to Scripture, following Jesus means being possessed of his mind, animated by his spirit, infused with his power, and compelled by his love. In this light, following Jesus bears little resemblance to believing the right things, engaging the best practices, and behaving the right ways. Two words from the Apostle John are instructive at this point. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2:5 and 6. And this one. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. Following Jesus is not about diving into the deep end of the pool in search of some kind of noumenal spiritual-ish relationship with the second person of the Trinity. No, it is walking, quote, in the same way in which He walked. It means the perfect love of God becoming completely at home in imperfect people. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Here's the good news. We know how He walked in this world we now find ourselves in. We have four Holy Spirit-inspired texts we call Gospels. We must learn to read them at another level if we are to walk as He walked. They must become less book and more map. We will make camp there tomorrow. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I want this to become the core truth and reality of my life. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Come, Holy Spirit, and open the eyes of my heart. Lead me in this everlasting way, for Your glory, for my good. Your name, Jesus. Amen. The question. What if following Jesus were much simpler than you thought? And what if it were much more comprehensive and even consuming? Would you be willing to trade a thinnish version of following Jesus for a much thicker and more robust approach? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.